Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Lord Onyx, and all the hosts 7 nights a week for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So, pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Lord Terry.
Good evening, everybody. Good afternoon. Good morning. Good wherever in the world you are. This is Reverend Charity Power, and you are listening to the Power Hours. And we are excited tonight, my lady, my partner, my love. Are you there?
I am certainly here, sweetheart.
All right. Robin is with me again tonight, as always here. On the Power Hours, and well, tonight we're going to be, and I'm excited, this is our new time slot, you know, I mean, here we are at 9 o'clock Eastern Time instead of the, 10 o'clock time slot we've been in, making a few changes, going with the flow. Life has been changing a little bit, so we're just kind of going with it and adapting to our circumstances and changing the time slot, some changes in the schedule. We're going to be having Voice of Olympus. It's going to be starting up on the 14th of March on Monday. In the time slot previously held by Spiritual Wellness Physical Health, which is going to take a hiatus and concentrate on the two shows we do together on Tuesday and Thursday nights. So a lot of changes. Life has dealt us some changes, mostly positive. And so we're rolling with it. And really, I guess that's kind of one of the themes of tonight's card. So tonight we're continuing our series, The Fool's Journey, through the major arcana of the tarot. And, of course, all of the symbolism and all of the imagery that we're going to be using tonight is going to be from the Rider-Waite deck. So, yes, these cards exist in other decks, but the symbolism that we're using for our lessons is from the Rider-Waite. So that's just one of the things we do for teaching, is we feel like it's a good place to start, and everyone should probably learn that symbolism. It's easy. It's in your face. It's kind of straightforward. So we like to use that as a learning tool. And so, gosh, I'm excited that... card number 12, which is the 13th card we've done in the Fool's Journey. And the amazing amount of growth and self-discovery that comes out of taking this journey. And every 3 weeks or so, we've been delivering up a card. And we've still got a ways to go. It can probably take us the rest of the year, or just about, to finish this out. that it's quite a journey, and really I think this card is somewhat timely in our personal journey together and through life, and so. You know, the Fool, last time we were together, the Fool had kind of dealt with justice and cause and effect relationships and taking responsibility for his actions, for his life, for, I say his because I'm approaching that, of course, from my own personal perspective. So his or her taking responsibility for life. And looking at how life is going to be lived, you know, continue on a spiritual path or kind of fall into, you know, back into that unaware existence, that non-spiritual, just muddling through life, existing kind of existence.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, with that, taking responsibility, now the Fool has had to deal with life, deal with the responsibilities of life, and it's not always so easily tamed. We make decisions, and sometimes they're pretty, maybe a little difficult to endure and overwhelming, in fact. So, you know, first we can look at the Hanged Man and see our Fool hanging there on this tree, obviously a living tree, from the imagery in the green. The green around it. So, I mean, we're obviously looking at a live tree here.
Uh-huh.
So this isn't just a cross that is stood up there. The T shape, I think, is interesting. But here's our Fool hanging. The world is kind of turned upside down. But our Fool doesn't look ill at ease. In fact, the look on the Fool's face hanging on the card, the Hanged Man, the look on the Hanged Man's face shows me kind of a look of surrender. Not surrender as in defeat, but surrender as in turning it over. And any number of times on this show, Robin and I have talked about those moments when we turn everything over to the divine and the peace that comes with that turning over. When it's too much, just give it up to the divine. I know I've spoken personally about some kind of God or goddess box or surrender box. Where when it's just too much, write it on a slip of paper and put it in the box and have that on your altar and say, here, you deal with it. I can't do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
When we do our guided meditations and we cross that stone bridge, entering the realm of the divine, we always dump our burdens and give it over to the goddess for her to take care of. That's the kind of surrender I see on the face of the Hanged Man on this card.
Mm-hmm.
It's serenity, it's release. It's like, I don't have to carry this. I'm going to hang here for a while and let things flow. I'm going to let the divine handle it. I'm going to let the universe take care of what the universe needs to take care of. And I don't have to control everything. I don't have to grab on and control it all. I'm just going to hang here and let it happen for a little while.
Well, I have always seen a fairly deep correlation between this car and the myth of Odin. You know, Odin hung on the tree of knowledge. Actually, he hung himself to suffer, to gain knowledge, and he actually also gave up an eye. But I've always sort of identified this card with that action of sacrificing in order to get something, to deeper spiritual connection to the world and an ascension of self. Also, you know, there's the whole we can make better choices, better decisions once we have made that ascension. So it's all about us to get knowledge. It's all about us to get knowledge and to be better than we were. To, you know, but sacrifice has to sometimes come with that. And that's true of most big decisions in life. Sometimes you have to give something up to get something. Sometimes you have to wait. Sometimes you have to just be, you know, patient and intractable so that you can get what you need and what you want. Knowledge comes at a price. And to me, that's always mm-hmm. been kind of what this card is about. Knowledge comes at a price. And are you willing to pay the price to get the knowledge? Are you willing to work, do the hard work in order to attain your goal? Are you willing to make changes in your life in order to better yourself?
No, I mean, I can see that. No, there's definitely a sacrifice for the greater good, mm-hmm. a kind of symbolism that goes with this, and sacrificing to attain is certainly something that, you know, that can be seen here. You know, it's a live tree he's hanging on. And there's every indication that he did that himself.
Mm-hmm.
That there, you know, there's no coercion or I don't know what's the word I'm looking for, but there's no indication of force.
Mm-hmm.
This was a choice that was made.
Mm-hmm.
And so hanging on the world tree, as it were, is very similar to that Odinic theme that you're referring to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sacrificing
and,
to gain.
You know, also the theme of Jesus Christ, and there are lots of themes down through mythology where heroes or spiritual seekers had to endure suffering, endure physical pain, give up parts of their bodies in order to gain spiritual enlightenment, in order to gain, you know, some sort of reward in the end. And that's, for me, that's sort of the archetype of this card, if you will.
Okay, it's kind of the sacrificial king, as it were?
Yeah, could be looked that way, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, I can see your point. While that's not the way I usually interpret it myself, I can certainly
mm-hmm.
see your point there. You know, I do see the sacrifice for self-gain, giving oneself to oneself, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is certainly the giving up to the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And that
sacrifice comes with a serenity and a peace and an acceptance of that sacrifice because you're doing it and you know why you're doing it. You know why you're taking this step. You know, you are choosing to make this physical and emotional sacrifice in order to gain something. So you accept it and you're good with it. And, you know, it's kind of like and maybe this is why I see it this way, but, you know, as women go through childbirth, we have all this, you know, this pain of childbirth, the sacrifice of the pain of our bodies in order to bring forth life. And so it is an acceptance of that because you know it's going to happen. But you know that at the end of the pain, you know, the pain's going to last for a short period of time. And at the end of the pain, you're going to have this child that you've been waiting for 9 months. So, you know, it's sort of this beautiful, you know, pain, sacrifice, to get something amazing, to get something priceless.
Interesting. Well, I can see your point indeed. You know, one of the things that reinforces the Odinic theme that you were referring to, the mm-hmm. sacrifice for self-discovery or a new level of spiritualism or spirituality or something like that, is the fact that there's a halo.
Mm-hmm.
The hangman has a halo that is totally indicative of the spiritual attainment.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I certainly see your point in the gaining spiritual growth or spiritual attainment. I also see a period of pause. Maybe there's decisions that need to be made that you need to hold off on. This could also, in a reading, indicate, and I don't want to get too much into readings and how we use it in a reading until after the break, but it could be indicative of the need to pause and reflect,
mm-hmm.
or pause and do nothing.
Right.
Because the hanged man, and again, I equate the hanged man to the fool in his journey, in his or her journey.
Mm-hmm.
This is a period of growth, and sometimes, rather than barreling ahead, we sometimes have to pause and just let things develop, let things go, let the universe handle it. And that during that time period, we take kind of a break from the stop. There's certainly any number of ways or any number of times in life. I mean, here we are talking about the changes in the radio station and in our lives. And to me, this is kind of indicative of that hanged man energy where a lot of things have happened that have kind of guided us to where we need to be with things, and we just turned it over and let the universe handle it, and suddenly things fall into place the way they're supposed to.
Mm.
And just let it be.
Mm-hmm.
Surrender to the divine and just let it be. That's mm-hmm. kind of the feeling that I have. I mean, we've been talking about stuff at the radio station, trying to make some decisions, and then the divine just kind of gave us answers. But hey,
right.
Give slap. And when we let go, just sometimes just let go.
Yeah. It's funny because you see that, and I'm sitting here thinking about some of the other symbolisms for the card in my mind, which is control of your body by your mind. So hanging upside down can be disorienting and uncomfortable, but to be able to do that and have a control and a serenity in your mind, and to sort of the little bit of expression on his face is one of peace and serenity. And so it exhibits to me that he has achieved another level. As the fool is walking through the tarot, some of the other cards have also indicated a control of the body over the mind, or a control over your emotions. And I think this one is about control of the body over the mind over the body. I'm sorry, and also being able to look at things from a different perspective, from someone else's perspective, perhaps, without judgment, and not be not be so judgmental about things you may not understand until you can, you know, walk in that man's shoes or see their perspective, the opposite perspective of hanging upside down. It kind of always has spoken to me about that. So sometimes in readings, when I see this card, depending on what cards are around it, it may speak to me about that as well.
Okay. No, I mean, I can see that. You know, this is one of the simpler cards when it comes to symbolism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is it's a pretty plain card when you think about it. But the last thing I want to kind of touch on before we go into the break is, and I mentioned this is a living tree that he's hanging on. The green leaves indicate that this
mm-hmm.
is not a wooden pole, but in fact a growing living tree,
mm-hmm.
which tells me, you know, hanging on this tree, and I mentioned it a minute ago, hanging on the world tree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the world tree supporting the heavens, mooted in the underworld, that connecting sky and earth, and here he is in the middle. You know, with his head toward the underworld and knowledge and his feet toward the sky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there is, again, that concept of gaining knowledge,
mm-hmm.
gaining something. Even the blue of his shirt is indicative of knowledge in some symbolism, in some, you know, color association.
Mm-hmm.
Blue would be associated with knowledge,
mm-hmm.
and you know, attainment in that regard. So, you know, here we have that halo, the blue, the world tree. All of it goes to the concept that you were expressing about sacrificing to gain knowledge, to gain a new spiritual enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
Or secret knowledge, that, you know, from the underworld, that which is hidden.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, seeing the whole world, the whole thing from an upside down perspective. You know, what does that teach us? Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say sometimes it's very instructive to look at the opposite. View, look at the different perspective of something that you may have made your mind up about a long time ago, and look at it with fresh eyes and see, well, maybe it's not so different, maybe it's not so wrong, maybe I can find common ground, maybe I can, you know, bridge that gap. And that's kind of, you know, part of the message here, I think.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I can see that. I kind of also feel that this is coming to the end of a stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's reinforced by the fact that the next card we will be dealing with in a few weeks. In fact, I was going to look at the date. But the 29th, so 4 weeks from tonight, we will be dealing with the death card.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say it also. Yeah, I do believe that you're correct in that there is a shift now to come in the deck and the journey that goes from the physical realm to the spiritual realm. And the Hanged Man certainly indicates that as well.
And it's that the end of the physical and the movement toward the spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
And then the death card we will talk about in 4 weeks is certainly about that kind of transition. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, this is, it's an ending just before a beginning. It's not a,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's that that last sliver of the moon before the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the dark is the transition to the from waning to waxing.
Mm-hmm.
And here we have that kind of moment,
mm-hmm.
a suspension, suspended in time. It is kind of a timeless moment. The look on his face, if you look at the card, is there's just it's not by accident that the symbol, that the image of this man is hanging, suspended, because he is also suspended in time and space.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost a waiting. So,
interesting.
Any other thoughts?
Not at the moment. I think that's until we talk more about, you know, how to view it in a reading.
Okay. Well, I guess we could go ahead and do a song. And you are going to be talking with Becca Kelso Thursday
mm-hmm.
night, since I will be, I don't know, there's a chance that I might be there depending on how things work out and the and how badly jet lagged I am, because it might be, if you know, depending on how much sleep and how much trouble I have sleeping and all of that, I may or may not be available. But
right.
The anticipation is that you will be speaking with Becca Kelso
mm-hmm.
on Thursday night, talking about Caldera Fest and all of the coolness that's coming up Memorial Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And so in keeping with our tradition here in the last few weeks, we've been playing songs by artists that we're going to be interviewing. And we
mm-hmm.
tried to play a song on Tuesday night by the artist that we'll be talking to on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
So with all of that said, we are going to play Odyssey. It's almost timely as well. So let's
mm-hmm.
listen to Odyssey by Becca Kelso. We're going to play an ad and a few things. So everybody stick around, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Can breathe and sail. There is one power in the universe, and we are perfect manifestations of that power.
And as such, we pray. We pray for peace. We pray for love. We pray for stability. We pray for the nation in which we live. We pray for the world.
We will it. We manifest it. We draw it to us. We receive it. We accept it. And we give thanks for it. And by our will, so mote it be.
The Magic Jukebox Podcast presents Caldera Fest Pagan Music Festival, May 26th through May 30th in Lafayette, Georgia. This event will feature the best in pagan music and over 100 vendors and workshops. Featuring Tuatha Day, Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Wendy Rule, Digis Christ Superdrum, Dragon Ritual Drummers, and many more. Also featuring the official release of the Green Album. This eclectic compilation of thoughts and sounds will feature various acts performing at Caldera Fest, benefiting the Rainforest Trust. Come on out and have the time of your life. Caldera Fest Pagan Music Festival, May 26th through 30th at Cherokee Farms in Lafayette, Georgia. For more information, visit calderafest.com today. See you there.
You're listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Thanks for sticking around. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Terry Power, and you're listening to the Power Hours. And, of course, we're joined tonight by my partner, my love, Robin. Are you there?
I am indeed here. You forgot my name there for a second.
All right. Say again. What did you just say?
I said, did you forget my name there for a second? It sounded like you I'm sorry.
I was just seeing your beautiful smiling face, and I was almost speechless.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Good to save. I love you.
So, I love you, too. Now, I was going to call you, I was going to say Lady Robin, and I know you hate that when I do, so I was censoring myself. And it may have come across as hesitation, and it was because I was censoring my calling you lady, calling you my lady, but using that as a title bothers you, so I was catching myself. So anyway, so before the break, we were talking about the Hangman card.
Mm-hmm.
We were looking at the symbolism, we were looking at its meaning as a source of meditation and as part of the fool's journey of growth and self-discovery. And we promised that after the break, we would talk about the meanings and how it, what it could mean in a reading when this card comes up, in a reading. So I thought I would let you lead off, if you would.
Okay. Well, you know, as it is with every reading, the cards that are immediately surrounding this card can help you to pinpoint what the card is going to mean. Because, you know, it's doing tarot readings is sort of very gestalt. You know, you can have one card that will mean something, but when you surround it with other cards, and on the whole of the message of the rest of the cards in the reading, it may take on a slightly different message or a slightly different job, if you will, in that reading. So you always have to evaluate the other cards that are around it, which is why it's important to be friendly and know all the cards in the deck very well before you start doing readings. And it's why we recommend that you always do meditations on the cards and really treat it as if it's something to study and learn and not just read the book, throw a card and read the book and throw a card and read the book, because that's not the way to do a reading. And all too many people do that, especially when they're starting out. And that's really why we've decided to do this series, is to help people have an intuitive response to the cards and to get to know them in a deep and meaningful way so that they don't have to get out the book. My advice to anybody who's going to do readings is throw out the book or don't read it at all. Just leave it in the box, because you really need to meet each card and meditate on it. And we're only doing the major arcana, because if we were going to do all of the cards in the Rider-Waite, we'd be here for 2 years doing this. So we decided to do just the major arcana, which is what most people do. And the minor arcana cards are sort of stations inside the major arcana cards, if anybody can identify with that. They're sort of facets of the major cards. And the suits have meanings, and so it's a little bit more complicated, but definitely worth knowing. But if you can do the major arcana cards and get to know them, you can start off at least doing readings with just the major arcana cards and then work your way up to using the whole deck. That's what I recommend anyway. It makes it a little bit easier for people who are starting out. But as far as the Hangman card, I know I got off on a tangent there. As far as the Hangman card, it's going to depend. This is one of those sort of mutable cards in the deck. It doesn't have, it's not like when you throw, the Emperor, and that's the leader, the father, this is sort of a mutable card. It can be a little bit more changeable depending on what's happening around it. It can have to do with, as we discussed, sacrifice. It can have to do with having to look at something from a new perspective, putting a better spin on something, if you will, or looking at the opposing view with some sympathy or with clearer sight, clearer eyes. It also, can have to do with the attainment of spiritual knowledge. And again, it's going to depend on what cards are coming up around it. One of the things that I do when I do a reading is I take a few minutes before I speak to sort of hold my hands over the cards and reach out energetically and try to feel the meaning that the cards are trying to send to me. And I kind of hold my hand over each card for a few seconds and just sort of get a feeling. I don't know how else to describe it. And then usually the reading will begin by either clear energetic impressions, or sometimes I hear talking in my ear. Sometimes it's coupled with, how can I put this, physical cues that the person there gives you. There are people who know their own answers, but they just can't bring themselves to tell themselves. But they'll, you might say a word and they'll perk up and you'll be like, aha, So they'll give you physical clues about certain things. So doing card readings is multifaceted. You are receiving information, in the physical realm. You're receiving information spiritually. You're receiving information in a lot of different ways, energetically, visually, auditory, hearing. And so it can be an overwhelming experience, but so you have to be prepared and really know those cards well. And we've gotten to a point now with the Hanged Man where it's starting to, the cards are starting to take that turn. So you have to look at this card and think, does this card also indicate a turn in this person's life? And what kind of turn are we looking at? So yeah, there's a lot to look at with this card. As I said, it's kind of a mutable card. It doesn't have a strict meaning.
Yeah. And, of course, you do a very free-form kind of reading, and those of us like myself that do, a layout, I mean, I really do like the Celtic cross layout with the 10 cards, and it really gives me a framework within which to operate. But like you said, I gauge a lot on the question, you know, the question of the querent. If I'm doing a reading for someone, and they ask a question, and then this card turns up, well, it could indicate a delay. It could indicate that there's a need for delay. It could indicate that the person is delaying making a decision that they need to just, you know, fish or cut bait. You know, but there is a pause for some reason. And, you know, if this shows up in a position about the future, then it might indicate that there is some stuckness, for lack of a better word. There's a need to either reflect, or there's going to be some delay in whatever the outcome cards are indicating. That energy is, of course, there, but there's going to be some sort of delay. And again, it could be that the person needs to let go. It could be, a lot of times, that's the feeling I get from this card, is that the person needs to let go. They're hanging on too tight. And, you know, and it's time to surrender to all that's going on. And, of course, you know, the other cards around it, you know. You know, the Fool, you know, we're talking about the Fool's journey, but interestingly enough, the Fool is a reinforcing card here. It's some, you know, there's a similarity. And again, I was suggesting this earlier, that the Fool is, you know, in the very beginning in card zero, the Fool is poised on the edge of the cliff, about to take that leap of faith. And here is the ending before the beginning. Once more poised, hanging. So in some ways, the Fool reinforces that kind of going with the flow, having faith, surrender it to the divine, to the universe, and let it go. You know, and of course, if it shows up with the Strength card, then we're going to be, like you said earlier, you indicated that sometimes this card means patience. It indicates the need for patience. Okay, here we are. Let's just, you know, take a chill. Things are going to develop the way they're supposed to. We just got to wait for it sometimes. So, you know, those are some of the things that you might see in a reading that, you know, that indicate, you know, additional layers to the meaning of a particular card. You know, it could be, you know, I mean, the High Priestess. We're talking about the halo and the gaining spirituality. The High Priestess may indicate, you know, that mystery and that gaining of knowledge, arcane knowledge, something hidden, something mysterious, and a deeper level of spirituality. So how these cards interplay could have, you know, could have a great deal to do with the meaning of the card and how it applies. You know, and some people use reversed cards. I tend to look at a reversed card not as a negative, not as a opposite. You know, a lot of people see the reversed card as the opposite meaning. I tend to see the reversed meaning of a card as the energy is still there, it's just blocked for some reason. the energy of the card made it through into the reading. But there's something blocking it. And when you got, you know, the paradox of the hangman being blocked, this period of inaction being blocked, where does that, you know, where do you take that? You know, that certainly gives a little bit more to think about in looking at this card. But I mean, in almost all cases to me, I just keep seeing and I always feel that surrender, that letting go, that just not surrender as in defeat, but surrender as in release.
Mm-hmm.
You know, giving up control and letting it develop on its own. And you know, that's I think the biggest meaning that I always get every time I see this card is you know, let the universe deal with it. Just accept that we're going to get what we're supposed to get when we're supposed to get it, and sometimes it's just a matter of letting go.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So we are at 10 minutes away from the top of the hour. So how would you like to sum... Yeah, I know. Time flies. How would you like to sum up for us your thoughts on the Hanged Man? Wrap up or sum up or recap or whatever you want to call it.
Well, I think we both agree that this is in the order of the deck, this is a card that signifies a new beginning and sort of a departure from what has gone before, and that is partly indicated by his being upside down. Thanks. But it's also a card of sacrifice and spiritual attainment and knowing oneself, and perhaps an indicator that you need to reevaluate something and look at it from a new perspective and to accept those things that you cannot control but do realize that you have some control over your body with your mind, and you can, you know, keep your mouth shut when you need to, and you can try and relax even though you might be physically hanging upside down and be uncomfortable, that you can mentally learn to relax and be okay with it and be patient and, again, look at something from a different perspective and not just rush in headlong. That this card is a card of transmutation. It is a card of transformation. It is a signpost saying, we have been here, but now we are going over there. It is another card in the journey. So I think that when you sit down and you put this card, you know, on your bathroom mirror or on your altar or wherever you're going to commune with this card and really absorb the imagery, you really just need to keep in mind that these are cards, and that although they are, you know, just physical drawing representations of these ideas and of these, you know, symbols, that they actually do sort of have a personality, each of them, and they do serve a purpose in the fool's journey. And we are all identified as the fool in the deck, each one of us. And we all take the signposts, the journey that the fool takes in our own lives, maybe not in the exact order that the fool takes it, but we certainly experience a lot of the same things that the fool does. And we should draw on our own experiences and our own knowledge in order to create change in our own life. How's that?
Okay. Yeah, we do both agree that this is an ending before a new beginning. In a lot of ways, this represents the fool has experienced the physical. The fool has, in his or her journey, experienced that which is physical, that which is within the human realm. And that going forward, a great bit of the, a great many of the cards are going to be much more spiritual. We're working toward, you know, we've got about 9 cards left. And, you know, with that, with the next card is death and that transformation. And so here we have the fool suspended on the world tree. We have the attainment of knowledge and enlightenment and this halo, this letting go and trusting the universe. And with it comes this halo of enlightenment and spirituality. And from there, all things spiritual begin to unfold in front of our fool, in front of us as we take this journey. So spend a little more time looking at the hanged man, looking at the fool, looking at ourselves, hanging upside down, letting go, trusting the universe, and in the process, gaining enlightenment. Because with the next card, we transform. There is rebirth with this coming card. So understand that we are now at that point of attainment, where it is time for a new initiation. And so look for another day or two at the hanged man and then start looking at the death card, because 4 weeks from tonight we will be talking about that in the ultimate initiation. So I believe with that, it's time to I'll remind everybody that we are now at 9 o'clock Eastern Time with all of our shows, and that Robin will be speaking with Becca Kelso Thursday night and talking with her about her music and Caldera Fest and all the fun that's going to be taking place Memorial Day weekend. Next week, we're going to have the final episode of Spiritual Wellness, Physical Health Before Hiatus. And that will be followed up on Tuesday night by Robin talking about the quarters and continuing our series of shows on the breaking down all things about ritual into its component parts. And so I will be somewhere in the air between Heathrow and Philadelphia during this show, so I will unfortunately not be able to be there unless I get in at the very end. So Robin will be talking about the quarters. Then next Thursday night, we'll be talking with Sharon Knight. Then the 14th, that will be the launch of Voice of Olympus, with Hercules Invictus and Athena Victory. It's going to be a great show. I'm looking forward to everything they're bringing to the network. It's going to be all things Olympian and Hellenistic, as well as gaming and literature and who knows. It's going to be adding a great deal of diversity to the network. And then the 15th, in 2 weeks from tonight is going to be our 500th episode reunion. We're going to be celebrating 500 times that we have come on the air since this station launched. We're going to have some of the former hosts coming back and participating in a reunion and just hang out together and talk about where we started and where we are. And then on the 17th, on St. Patty's Day, interesting timing, we will have Murphy's Midnight Rounders coming on to talk with us about Caldera Fest and the Green Album and everything that's going on. In case you have noticed, there's a theme on Thursday nights is about artists that are performing at Caldera Fest, and that's our plan all the way through Caldera Fest. Is to keep that theme going. So that's what's coming up for the next couple of weeks. And you also don't want to miss the Ostara Ritual live on the air on the 22nd, 3 weeks from tonight. And, of course, I've already said 4 weeks tonight is the Death Card. So, my lady, would you tell all of our listeners how they can get in touch with us?
Well, of course, they can get in touch with Terry or I at the littlestonebridge@gmail.com email address. And, of course, you can also reach me at my Facebook page, Robin A. McKean, and you can reach Terry on his Facebook page at Rev, that's R-E-V, Terry Power, H-P, or you can also email us at the radio station, which is the one email address I always mess up. So here we go. S-U-R-N, that's CERN, at gmail.com?
You're getting closer. CERN.org at gmail.com.
Dot org. Okay. So CERN.org.
I know the .org and the .com and the same address message you up every time.
It does. It doesn't make any sense to me, but okay. So anyway, so it's CERN.org at gmail.com, so apparently. So anyway, that's how you can reach us.
All right, we've also got a couple of other Facebook pages. We have the Little Stone Bridge Clockworkings Facebook page, Spiritual Unity Radio Network Facebook, and let's see, you can also follow me on Twitter at RevTerryPowerHP. So thank you, my lady, for another wonderful evening on the radio with you. Always enjoy our time together here. And thanks to all of our listeners. Now, I've already said we're going to be celebrating 500 episodes here in just a couple of weeks. And we're still here. We're still plugging away at this because you guys, all of you that listen, whether you're live or in the archives, you take time out of your life to spend it with us. And we're honored that you care about what we have to say, frankly. We love you all, and with that, I'm going to wish everyone a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Blessed be. Listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.